Yeah, man. Well, turn it up, man.
Lord, I want more men than men.
People all over the world.
Everybody.
Join in.
Join.
Start a train.
The ink is black. The page is white.
Turn it down, man.
Yeah, it's boomer bitch. Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Enough of that. God. God. This pisses me off. God.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on.
Oh. Hey, that's better.
10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National People Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the convoy of free speech. I know I said that before, and I'll say it again. It's we got ourselves a convoy. That's a big 10-4. Goodness sakes alive. So go to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button. Send the fundage. And if you smash the donate button, smash it the Jeremy way, okay? Smash it the manly way, all right? That's what we do. All right, so this is Boomer Vision, but it's a happier Boomer Vision. I was just listening to Tucker's show from tonight, and at the beginning of the show, I was wondering, I think, is Tucker going to redeem himself? Because, you know, he has not responded to my long-standing challenge of a cage match because he is a beach arse wussy. So he's never responded to that. But at any rate, you know, sometimes he says really important things. I'll give credit where credit's due, but he has been abysmal this week. I thought, you know, like, Monday was widely recognized by smart people as his worst show ever because he just went on and on and on about China. Everything is China's fault. Then he has that dumb bimbo, what's her name, Laura Ingraham. He had her on and she said that China's paying for the war in Ukraine. I mean, where did she get these things? And of course, you know, he had a show almost as bad Tuesday. I don't remember it, but again, it was largely focused on China. And anything with any kind of tenuous connection with China is, the Chinese control it. The Chinese control Brazil. The Chinese control Apple. The Chinese control the NBA. So anything. And of course, in the past, what was it that the Chinese controlled? I mean, there's something really... the Chinese control wind turbines. It's the Chinese. Everything he doesn't like is the Chinese, okay? He connects it. And, you know, he'll never really be very specific. Oh, the Chinese, the Wuhan lab, the Chinese control Fauci. Everything's the Chinese. Okay, so today he starts off his show and he's talking about this... what was it? The Good Book Conference. What is it? The Something Book Conference that they have that the New York Times is sponsoring. Now, if you listen to my show every single day, I'm sure you've heard me talk about it because I've talked about it. Who was I talking about it with? I don't know. But it included, and maybe this is where Tucker found out about it. Maybe he's got somebody. No, he couldn't have anybody listening to this show because otherwise his show wouldn't be so faggoty. Anywho, it you had Janet Yellen and Bankman-Fried and Zelensky. They were there. There's others who are going to be there, but you know. So you got those three, and Tucker talks about them. He says, you know, what do they have in common? Yeah, Tucker, what do they have in common? What could it be? They're all criminals. They're all woke leftists. Oh! And so the New York Times, oh, they're so woke. And there's some guy. who looked rather tribal, who was the moderator. I don't know who he was, but he was interviewing. And he says, okay, Tucker, he correctly says that Janet Yellen had a big role in crashing the economy. All right, big role. Bankman-Fried, that this is perhaps the biggest financial scandal and ripoff in history. Yeah. And then, of course, Zelensky bringing us to the verge of a civilization-ending nuclear war. Yeah. Okay. So we're, like, on the brink of civilization. And I think, okay. And then he says, you know, but their crimes pale in comparison to the thought crimes. There are... It's okay to have to be in a room with these three people, but there are some people who are just unthinkable. You can't have them in a room. You can't be associated. You can't be in a room with some people because they're thought criminals. And I said, okay, well, where are you going with it? I mean, obviously, it was some sort of reference. If you're in the know, it's some sort of reference to Kanye, or perhaps Nick Fuentes meeting with Trump. But he never mentioned it. He never mentioned it. And he never mentioned that all these people he was talking about that are ruining the world, they're all Jews. And the New York Times is run by Jews. And that guy that he had on the... that was doing the moderating and not asking the relevant question, he looked like a Jew. I think he was. Who knows? Maybe he was an Armenian. I don't know. And then he was talking about, Bankman-Fried, why don't the regulators care about it? Well, who's the regulator? Gary Gensler? Yeah? Not only is Gary Gensler a Jew, but, like, there's some... I guess Gary Gensler is friends with Bankman-Fried's girlfriend's dad or something like that. It's also incestuous. So the first 2 days, just going off China on everything. And, you know, he brings on... He's been doing this for years. You know, he's had on Gordon Chang over and over again, who wants war with China. He brings on, Tom Cotton or Josh Hawley. Tom Cotton was really aggressive. Josh Hawley was pretty aggressive, too. You know, about, we got to hold China responsible for the coronavirus. He goes on and on and on about this. And then you got all these Jews, obvious Jews. I mean, how much more Jewy looking can you get than Janet Yellen? I mean, she literally did the voice of Kyle's mom on South Park. And then Bankman-Fried. I mean, come on. He's got this giant Jewfro. He makes Jon Stewart look Rock Hudson. Does anybody know who Rock Hudson is? He was an actor. He makes Jon Stewart look like Robert Redford. Okay? Those are kind of goyish actors. All right? That's how Jewy Bankman-Fried is. Bankman-Fried, that's the last name. What's his first name? Sam. Shmuel. I'm sure it's Shmuel. But Bankman-Fried. That's like saying mastodon, because there's a big mastodon in the room and nobody will talk about it. It's not an elephant, it's a mastodon. And Bankman-Fried, those are two mastodon names, by the way. So Tucker, I mean, come on, when are you going to talk about it? You've got all these people, you've got everything lined up, okay? It's like when you've got, what sports analogy can you use? You know, you've got the bases loaded, and you don't even have the pitcher pitching, okay? Because the opposing team's manager decided to let the third baseman pitch, okay? And so you got the third baseman pitching, and the bases are loaded, and what do? You bunt? I mean, come on. This is retarded. So he had everything lined up. All these Jews. And not only that, you've got Kanye talking about Jewish power. He had a reference to, I mean, he had this unnamed, unspoken reference to Kanye, saying there's some people whose ideas you can't mention because they're too hateful. Well, all right, but they're correct, aren't they? They're correct. Why don't you point out that they're correct? Jeez. So, you know, everything was lined up. He could have brought on why didn't he bring on Jason Whitlock? He brings on all these other people. He could have brought, if he's too much of a beach arse wussy to say anything. Okay, but bring on Jason Whitlock. Let Jason Whitlock say it. Bring on Kanye. You had Kanye on a few weeks ago. Of course, he edited out. When Kanye talked about Jewish power, he edited that out and didn't air it. Let Kanye come on. Let our girl Candace Owens come on and point it out. No, it's a coincidence. Let Dave Chappelle come on. Dave Chappelle, because yeah. So this is how it goes. When Italians commit crimes, it's a mob, and when blacks commit crimes, it's a gang, and when Jews commit crimes, it's a coincidence. Well, that's how the joke went, but the way Tucker goes it is when Jews commit crimes, it's the Chinese. You know, like, okay, so on the one hand, Tucker is kind of a voice of reason about Ukraine, right? I mean, he never says that Russia's right. He never says Vladimir Putin is right. And he is right. And Russia is right. He won't say that, but he'll just say, oh, Ukraine is corrupt. This type of thing. Okay, well, it's better than nothing. I guess we got to take what we can get. But if all he's doing, if he's saving us from a nuclear war against Russia in order to launch a nuclear war against China, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. It's not. And so I'm calling him out. He is a beach arse wussy. And he's getting to the point, really, I mean, if this is how he's going to be, and besides, I mean, he's not even pro-Trump anymore. He's on the DeSantis bandwagon. He's with DeSantis. He has DeSantis on frequently. When was the last time he had Trump on? Never? I don't think he's ever had Trump on. And, you know, and Trump has never been a leader. Trump is an asset. That's how I've described him for years. And I think he has been an asset worth fighting over. But, you know, he needs to be led. Trump needs to be led. And he's not easy to lead, but he needs to be led. At times, you know, as Don Black used to say, he was inspired by his followers. I don't know if that's the best way to put it, but I've never heard anybody put it any better. So at times he's been inspired by his followers. He needs to be led. Of course, the thing is, where are his followers going? His followers get pulled in these directions by Tucker Carlson and the Fox crew, and they're getting pulled in a direction of blaming everything on China. It's so retarded. And now, so I'm completely on the Kanye convoy, and if, you know, if people want to say, oh, well, he made rap videos with white women who were, like, portrayed as whatever. Honestly, I never saw any of his videos. I don't know any of his songs, and I don't care. I don't care. And if people say, oh, well, he married a white woman and miscegenated or whatever the word is. I don't care. Why should I care? Why should I care? Here's the thing. You know, people go on this kind of weird virtue spiral. Is that what you call it? Virtue spiraling? I don't know. Purity spiraling. That's what you call it. It's like virtue signaling and purity spiraling. So they go on this weird purity spiraling. Oh, there's something in Kanye's past. Oh, Nick Fuentes, you know, he's an incel. He doesn't date girls. Oh, Milo. Well, okay, Milo was self-professed very gay. I don't know if, you know, here's the thing about Milo. I don't really trust what he says. I didn't trust what he said when he was gay, and I don't necessarily trust what he says when he's ex-gay. But I appreciate that the very first thing he told Kanye. So Kanye's new into politics. So, but Kanye being new into politics, he winds up getting talking to somebody associated with, like, an Alex Jones producer, and they recommend him to talk to Milo. Well, you can do an awful lot worse than Milo, because Compare. Okay, so Milo, he's supposedly formerly gay. Okay, which, and I say supposedly, because maybe he's still gay, or maybe he was never gay. I don't know, and I don't care. It's not. It's irrelevant at this point. What's the first thing Milo does? Milo says, "You got to talk to Nick Fuentes," and Nick is the perfect person. Because Nick is a legitimate Kanye fan, and he's able to connect with Kanye, and he's able to give Kanye like the talking points and the narratives that he's going to need if he's going to have lead a genuine movement against Jewish power, which we don't have. I mean, not in the mainstream, not that most people are going to see. We have. So here's the thing, and I say that a lot. Here's the thing, but this is the thing. I think I said this to Jeremy a couple nights ago. How far can you go? I mean, obviously, we absolutely need people who go full out, who don't censor themselves. And who has been going full out and not censoring himself longer than anyone else that we know of? And it's David Duke. Okay, it's David Duke. You know, there are other people who have, I don't know, Eustace Mullins, but David Duke has been doing this for 50 years. He got almost elected to the U.S. Senate. He got almost elected to as governor, you know, when it looked like he might actually win those races. Tons of Jewish money came flooding in. There were all these Jewish tricks, and he was kept out. And, you know, you might say, well, he could have campaigned better. Well, how much better could he have campaigned? I mean, anything can be improved on a little bit, but, okay, you know, if you want to say, okay, he could have been a little bit more skillful, he could have been a little bit more whatever, all right, but nobody else was. Maybe he could have, maybe somebody could have been, but they weren't. So that was the best, I mean, and I'm what I'm trying to say here is going full out from the time you're in college or even before college, going full out, that's pretty much the best case scenario. And he has a lot of accomplishments and he kept this flame going. But at the end of the day, it's a real, real long shot for somebody to do what David Duke did to take that path all the way to victory. But somebody needed to do that kind of work. Somebody needed to do that kind of work to keep this knowledge alive, you know, because what we are is we're keeping the flame of truth alive. We really are. It could be extinguished. And it's amazing how much ignorance there is, but there's ignorance because there's no knowledge of the truth. Now, you look at Russia. I'm going somewhere with this, and maybe I'm being repetitive, but I'm going somewhere with this. You look at Russia, and Putin's nickname is Savior. All right? Okay, I know a lot of people don't have... Like, I have a very high opinion of Vladimir Putin. Others maybe not so much, but I do. And you look at Russia, how much it's been turned around, and you can say, oh, well, it's not perfect, it's not ideal. But in terms of progress, in terms of turning a situation around from where they were in the 1990s, where you had starvation, people freezing to death, the life expectancy plummeting, and the assets of the country being pillaged by Jewish power, by Jewish oligarchs, and then Putin comes in and manages the situation, rebuilds the Russian economy.
Thank you for all the joy and pain. Pictures show second balcony was a place with.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Now, that bird, well, everybody knows that the bird is a weather bird.
By Jewish oligarchs. And then Putin comes in and manages the situation, rebuilds the Russian economy, and turns the Russian economy into something that works a lot better for the Russian people. They're doing a lot better. And now they are standing up to the Zog military machine. They're standing up and they're winning against the Zog military machine. That is an awesome accomplishment. And this is one person who did it. But, okay, some people might say, well, he worked for the KGB and he was friends with the oligarchs and he has friends, you know, he's been to the Wailing Wall. But, you know, the thing is, he held his cards close to the vest. And then he got himself into a position. He didn't actually come out against Jewish power, even in like a stealth way. He didn't come out against Jewish power until he was in his mid-40s and already president of the Russian Republic. And then he came out against them. And they won't forgive him for it. And my point is, okay, so that's a political leader. How about even an academic? I'm an academic. Kind of a washed up academic, but I'm an academic. And why am I washed up? Well, because I couldn't do what Kevin MacDonald did. Kevin MacDonald, he wrote those books, and those, I think, in terms, like David Duke's My Awakening and Jewish Supremacism are excellent books, and they're books that I think are more readable to regular people. But in terms of like academic book, I think that Kevin MacDonald's books, and in particular, Culture of Critique, that's kind of the gold standard for an academic treatise on Jewish power. I think that is the gold standard. That is the best academic book on it. And it's not as accessible. A lot of people who aren't as good at reading, they might struggle with it a bit more. I think My Awakening or Jewish Supremacism is a little more accessible to a lot of people. But anyway, having said that, Kevin MacDonald, how could he do that? How could he write that such a book? And you look at something like Andrew Joyce, who's an excellent academic. He's an excellent researcher. You might not be familiar with him. He was on my show a few times back, 2017, 2016, something like that. Anyway, Andrew Joyce, the thing about Andrew Joyce is he was young and he was already talking about Jews, and he lost his academic career. And I was young-ish, and I wanted to talk about Jews, and I knew that would cost me my academic career. So the thing about Kevin MacDonald, Kevin MacDonald wasn't that aware of Jewish power until he was already a tenured professor. And then he wanted to do some research on, economically dominant minorities or something like that, and started, was he looking at Lebanese in Africa, and then he looked at the Jews somewhere, or maybe he looked at the Chinese in Southeast Asia, but he stumbled across the Jews, and he wrote this trilogy of books. What was it? Though They Who Will Dwell Alone, something like that, and I forgot the other one. I have all three. I won't say that I've read them all cover to cover, but there's definitely a progression. If you look at the first one, it's not even particularly hostile to Jewish power. But as he immersed himself in this study, he became quite the expert. He wrote in an academic style more clearly on this than anyone I know. And I don't think he could have done this as a 20-something-year-old or a 30-something-year-old. I don't think he could have done it as an assistant professor. If he had these thoughts as an assistant professor, he would have had to shut his mouth, or he would have never gotten tenure. He'd have to keep his mouth shut. And I guess there are those who are like that. Others, like Andrew Joyce or myself, wind up leaving academia because, here's the thing. It's really hard. It's a lot of work to get tenure. And at the end of the day, if you're in a decent school and you're in a social science, you're in political science, who's deciding whether you get tenure or not? It's these Jewish professors. So do you really want... I had to bite my tongue long enough just to get my PhD. And then I thought, do I really want to, work like this for another 8 years or whatever in order to get tenure? Keep my mouth shut for another 8 years? And, it's just, so that's how it is. So what I'm trying to get at is that at the, in the final analysis, most likely it's not going to be somebody who had a career path like David Duke.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Later, goodbye world, I'll catch you later on. For my consciousness is gone, and reality is wrong.
At the, you know, in the final analysis, most likely, it's not going to be somebody who had a career path like David Duke, who can lead us to the promised land to the extent that such a thing is possible. Because I think if you're going to be, I think there's a desperate need for people to be honest. I think there's a desperate need for somebody like David Duke to have done what he did over these past 50 years. And, I think a lot of people look at Nick Fuentes as somebody who, you know, coming out from a very young age and talking truthfully about these very important issues, so people look at him. And it's extremely important for some to have these people. But at the end of the day, I think in order to go that last mile and really overthrow Jewish power, and when I talk about overthrowing Jewish power, I'm not talking about putting people in ovens. I'm not talking about deporting people. I'm not even talking about imprisoning people. I mean, there's some people who committed crimes and they should face justice. I mean, that's just a given. But I'm not talking about this. I'm just talking about being able to talk honestly about the nature of who runs our society and how it's being run. It's not. I wouldn't even care if the Jews run things, if they ran things well. This is one of the things a point, a very important point that Mark Collett makes. He says, you know, because some other people will say, oh, well, other people have power, you know, other groups have power, this or that. And he says, well, but what do they do with power? And the problem might not be that Jews have power. The problem is, what do they do with it? And, you know, they do an absolutely lousy job of running societies. I'll go into that maybe some other time. But if we're going to... The leadership that takes us, if it's at all possible, that takes us to that last mile or last many miles in overthrowing Jewish power, if it's ever going to happen, it's going to be people who already built up considerable strength and resources before they started talking about Jewish power. Because if you're talking about Jewish power, you're unable to accumulate power resources. You're unable to accumulate money. You're unable to accumulate, influence or notoriety. You're unable to do it. You get canceled. And so And think about it. What are we trying to do? We always say we're trying to wake people up. We're trying to red pill people. And this is one of the things that bothers me. Okay, we're trying to red pill people. Now you got Kanye West. And he's red pilled. Okay? He is awakened. And people are saying, yeah, but he did things in the past. Well, okay, if you're going to complain about things like rap videos or he married some disgraceful Armenian girl... White Armenian girl. Armenians are white. They're from the Caucasus Mountains. They're Caucasian. But if you're going to complain about that, say, oh, well, you know, we have to reject him because he had a white wife or he made rap videos. Well, then what's the point in waking people up? What's the point in waking people up if then you're going to reject them because of their past? Right? The same with Milo. I mean, Milo speaks... Lately, at least. I mean, I never listened to him all that much, but I think he's speaking about Jewish power. And if nothing else, he got Nick Fuentes, who does speak really pretty daggone well about Jewish power, especially considering his age. He got him hooked into this Kanye thing. This Kanye thing is such a big deal. And to have people say, oh, well, he made a rap video with white women or whatever it is. What's the point in trying to wake people up if you're going to reject them once they woke up because they weren't awoken earlier? That makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. All right. Well, I'm back. Had myself a think. I calmed down a little bit. You know robots, right? Right, like your GPS. Oh, here's something. So the other day somebody whom I will not name wants me to buy some product. Maybe it might have been mayonnaise, might have been Velcro, might have been something. Sends me a picture of the product, okay? And I bought the product. And then the very next morning, I'm opening up my email, and I see an advertisement for said product. That's pretty creepy, right? I mean, obviously, is that news to anybody? I mean, you've all had that experience. So in this case, yeah, it was a... telephone text message of a picture. It said, you know, buy this. And then less than 24 hours later, I get, for a very random product, I get that exact same product. I get an advertisement for it. You know, it's like one thing if you're actually doing an internet search. If you do an internet, I mean, we've all had this. You do an internet search for... like an air compressor, and then for the next few weeks you're getting ads for air compressors, right? Yeah, that, because, yeah, we know what Google does. Google or Bing or whatever else. You know, does DuckDuckGo say they don't sell your stuff? Maybe they don't. I don't know. We all know that. That's an internet search. But this is a text message. So why are they, who, I would assume Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or whatever, that these companies, how they're selling the content of your text messages? I mean, in this case, it was a photo. Is that better or worse? You tell me. But this is the world in which we live. And then, you know, less than 24 hours later, some advertiser, the producer, presumably the producer of that product, is or a seller of that product, is showing me an advertisement via the email, which is a completely different company. Now, if this is happening with, please pick up something on the way home, that kind of message, it can happen with any kind of message, right? And if it's, and if potential advertisers, potential merchants, if like a merchant that sells mayonnaise can gain access to the content of your private text messages, is it such an Alex Jones, a weird conspiracy theory to think that just maybe some branch of the government might, or someone else who might mean you a lot of harm? So that was actually very, very creepy. Is it news to anybody? Probably not, but it's going on. This is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. And this wasn't China that did it. Maybe they do the same thing in China. I don't know. And it's not my business. But the Chinese aren't doing it to us. Oh, somebody might say, well, TikTok. If you put something on TikTok, it's a Chinese company. Whatever. This is our tech sector. Well, who runs the tech sector? You know, we keep coming back to Jewish power. Would some of this stuff be happening without Jews? Maybe some of the advertising would be happening. Yeah, maybe. Would the World War III be happening in Ukraine? No, that wouldn't be happening. Would trannyism be happening? No. No, that was a completely Jewish project. I mean, there are non-Jews on board with it. Jews can't do any of this stuff by themselves. They can't do any of it by themselves. So their power is not sufficient to make it happen, but their power is necessary. They are leading this agenda. They are formulating the agenda. They're leading it. Can they pull it off by themselves? No, they cannot. And that's the hopeful thing. That's why I have confidence that we can overcome this, and we can overcome it simply by talking about it. Not by Fed posting about it. Not by threatening to kill people, shoot people, deport people. By talking about it. Because also I just want to say, because I bitch about Jews all the time, you'd be very surprised how well I get along with Jews on a personal level. Jewish lawyers, Jewish bankers, Jewish doctors. I get along with them very well on a personal level. Jewish barber. I got a Jewish barber. He's great. He's like 80-something. I've been going to him for years and years. And you know that the Platters music I've been playing? Yeah, where do you think I hear that? He plays the Platters. And he plays, you know, Dean Martin, other stuff on a cassette player as he's cutting hair and telling jokes. And being an all-around good guy, all right? So this is not a personal kind of thing. It really isn't. But I will remain a critic of Jewish power. And I say these things about nice, likable Jewish people, not because I think it's going to get me out of trouble when if the hammer comes down, right? It's not. It's not going to get me out of trouble. It won't matter that I said any of this. It won't matter. I say it because it's true. And I'm trying to be truthful about everything. And if, like I think I've said this before, if we're trying to reach people and we say that, oh yeah, Jewish people are monsters and they all hate white people and this and that, and that doesn't jibe with people's lived experiences, then you're not going to convince anybody. But you say, I mean, they're like, this Jewish lawyer's really nice, and this doctor's nice, and the barber's nice, and the Jewish Indian chief is nice. These are fun people to talk to, and they're not just pretending to like you. They could actually be your friends. But still, they're ethnocentric, and they have a much greater tendency than certainly white people to think in terms of group interests and advance their group interests, and they do tend to organize. And even the nice Jewish lawyer I know, he in his spare time, he teaches Talmudic law, so they can be very nice people and still be part of the problem. Okay, they can be part of the problem. Very nice people and still be part of the problem. And the issue, the solution isn't to like punish them or turn them into a lampshade, furniture and cleansing products. I mean, that's not it. It's like, the way I've always looked at the relationship between white people and Jews, I look at it as the relationship between a parent and a manipulative child. A child who will throw temper tantrums and all sorts of other things and always gets his way with a parent. That's the way I see it. So what's the solution there? Is the solution there to beat the hell out of the child? No. I mean, the thing is, the child's small and the parent is large. And the parent can get his way. The parent's the person who is bringing home the butter. He's producing what's necessary for the livelihood of the family. Doesn't have to beat the hell out of the child. Just has to be able to say no. That's it. You just be able to say no. And I ask you, can white people say no to Jews? Can Tucker Carlson say no to Jews? He can't. Can Marjorie Taylor Greene? She can't. I mean, she's denounced Nick Fuentes. Why do you think she denounced Nick Fuentes? Because the Jews told her to. Jews, Jewish media pressure, political donors, consultants, whatever. They said, you have to denounce Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. Did she say no? Uh-uh, she didn't. She didn't. And this is what's going to be happening with the whole Kanye cost. The Kanye cost is like the Holocaust. Only this time it's real. I say that because it's funny. It's a joke. I don't even know what exactly the Holocaust is supposed to mean. There was stuff that happened. There was stuff that happened. The Holocaust, what's the definition of it? I'm not exactly sure. I know what the definition of a Holocaust survivor is. And the definition of a Holocaust survivor is any Jew who spent any part of the tenure of Adolf Hitler, 1933 to 1945, any part of that in any part of Europe that at some point was occupied by Germany. Those are Holocaust survivors. So if those are survivors, then basically the Holocaust is everything that happened in most of Europe between 1933 and 1945. And I do think that things happened. All sorts of things happened. That there was a reality. There were events. So whatever. You want a better definition? Go find a better definition. So anyway, where the hell was I going with this? These people can't say no to Jews. And finally you got Kanye West, and he's saying no. And I don't care if you don't like rap music.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Where the hell was I going with this? These people can't say no to Jews. And finally you got Kanye West, and he's saying no. And I don't care if you don't like rap music. I don't know a single one of his songs. Maybe I'll find a song I like and I'll start playing it instead of Convoy. Until then, I'm going to play Convoy, because it's a fun song. And maybe, I'm sure Kanye West, he probably has lots of songs, and some of them might be fun, and maybe I'll find one. I don't care, though. It's not the point. The point is, somebody got red-pilled. Somebody with fame and fortune, got red-pilled and fed up enough to go DEFCON 3. And are we going to look a gift horse in the mouth? Well, obviously, an awful lot of people are. An awful lot of people care more about Marjorie Taylor Greene or Tucker Carlson or, you know, Donald Trump. And I'm not throwing Donald Trump under the bus. I think Donald Trump, none of this could have been possible without Donald Trump. As hapless and whatever, I mean, as many faults as he has, none of this could have happened without him. He was the ultimate accelerationist. And so I've never thrown him under the bus, and I never will. But right now, the objective isn't to restore Donald Trump to the White House. Maybe that would be a good thing. Maybe it's something that when the time comes, we should work for. But the objective is to free ourselves from the Jewish yoke. We got a yoke around our necks. That's the objective. The objective isn't to get Donald Trump in the White House. If getting Donald Trump back in the White House serves the greater purpose, fine. But right now, promoting Kanye West and Nick Fuentes and even Milo Yiannopoulos to the extent that that is relevant. That's the main thing. I remember the first weekend, maybe a week or two after this all started, talking to a doctor from the West Coast. And when the subject was broached, I said, well, Kanye West is right, you know. And you know how much easier that was than like talking about listing the 6 out of the 7 top cabinet members being Jewish. It was so much easier just to say, you know, Kanye West, he's got a point, you know. So, there we go. I'm going to take another breather. I'll be right back. Okay, well, I just checked the time. It's dark. It's dark out here. I just checked the time, and we're pretty much at the end of the show. I was thinking I might tell some stories, but I think I want to tell some stories, but we're out of time for this show. So this is the plan. I think I'll just keep walking and keep talking, and I'll tell some stories, and I'll play them tomorrow on another exciting episode of National People Radio.
Listen to me.
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to Grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you